going insane. I'm talking about the $1 million party to the nickel and dime. Another motherfucker, you're committing a crime. Let's funk. Let's roll. The only way to last is the break of dawn. Is put your phone down, get your party on. Who you gonna call when it's obvious, dear? Everybody you know that you can hear. Let's roll, come on. Let's roll, let's roll, let's roll. Get it turned up, get it out of control. Get to the rhythm, it's good. Welcome to the Sunday, February 5th, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Happy birthday, Bob. Sisters and brothers, it strikes me that our bringing back Emmanuel Wallerstein's analysis from Does Capitalism Have a Future in our last week's, that would be January 29, 2017 show. His analysis of the post-World War II global consensus, a consensus of would-be gods on the division of the world, an agreement, quote-unquote, essentially on the management of us between competing so-called superpowers, i.e. global state statesmen. It strikes me that it's quite likely that our hitting this note at this moment explains why, yet again, I'm having to address one of my pages not saving edits on my website. This is a recurring problem. We're talking adding simple text here. This is not about a page holding more data than the web host can handle. I have not yet had a chance to create another audio page. So for now, I'll be posting audio only to the Prince and Proudhon audio page that says newer. And I hope folks understand that when I say post audio, the audio itself, the MP3 files are stored by the web host in, I guess you could say, on, you know, their server. So the audio page is, it's just text with code that refers to specific MP3 files. I hope that's clear. It's not, this is not a space issue. On the audio page. So I'm just posting for now to one audio page. It's the Prince and Proudhon audio that says newer on the blog page. in which the most recent show appears at the top. So to listen to the shows chronologically, you'd have to start at the bottom. This suspicion that are embarking on this question of the so-called world order, the global consensus, was responsible for my having, you know, at that moment at any rate, problems with one of the audio pages, was reinforced after I finished posting the audio files that were not accepted to the chronological audio page onto I posted them onto the blog page with the other MP3 files from the show as well, and managed afterwards to get a copy of that day's New York Times, in which one of the articles contained the title, American Allies Shift Focus to China as World Girds for a Trump Trade War, and featured comments from the power guys and the power guys identified, such as these, and I'm going to be quoting now from that article. Quote, "We've always said that America is our best friend," Jerome Dijsselbloem, president of the Eurogroup, comprising finance ministers from countries sharing the euro currency, said in an interview with the New York Times on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland this month. "If that's no longer the case," he says, "if that's what we need to understand from Donald Trump, then of course Europe will look for new friends," unquote. "China is a very strong candidate for that," he added. "The Chinese involvement in Europe in terms of investment is already very high and expanding. If you push away your friends, you mustn't be surprised if the friends start looking for new friends," unquote, from Mr. Dijsselbloem, president of the Eurogroup, which comprises finance ministers from countries sharing the euro currency. On Wednesday, Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany spoke by telephone with Premier Li Keqiang of China. Quote, "The two spoke in favor of free trade and a stable world trade order," a German government spokesman later said in a written statement. The swift, everything about recent developments are swift. That's a big clue as to orchestration. They want to so overwhelm us with the speed of events, we can't stay on top of anything. We can't fathom what the hell is going on. That's a tactic of power. We have to start talking about these obvious strategies, which are very old, and we'll be referring again to this same tactic when we do our reading from Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time, and how they ran that game on him. This is on an individual level, but with a mammoth man, so I guess it works either way. Continuing, the swift reassessment of trade relations, a realm in which Mr. Trump is directly threatening the order. Remember, we're talking about a world global order. They're calling it a trade order. I think we'll have to come up with a slightly different name for that. Threatening the order that has prevailed since the end of World War II only amplifies the potential for a shakeup of the broader geopolitical framework. Mr. Trump has already criticized NATO as obsolete. He has provoked fears of a clash with China in shutting American borders to people from predominantly, and I'm sorry, what's coming up for me is that excerpt from The Daily Show that was playing before this show started, before our music started playing, of Prince, which, because I don't have access or listen to, if it's kind of complicated to explain, but I don't have access to media other than the New York Times, really. And so when I was curious as to, you know, what the so-called left analysis is of the present moment, and he gave some indication of it, which is just to take it on its face value. This is Trump being Trump, ha ha, so amusing, or not, depending on where you sit. But this is a point, this caution about not taking what power, the official pronouncements of power, as authentic, as true, as representing their true feelings, was a major point, or one of the big points in waking up, the book I wrote, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And the fact that, I mean, these are obviously old, old propagandistic tactics. Machiavelli talked about it. Plato, thousands of years ago. Power doesn't change in terms, I mean, because the game hasn't changed. The game is divide and conquer, keep the cattle, us, herded. And the fact that this is never discussed on the left indicates the degree of control of what we are allowed to hear by whatever means. There's lots of infiltration, and there is just simply the conditioning, the vetting process called academia, which tells people, as Prince says in The Truth, what if the song, The Truth. So what if you are told what is true? And yet, it's not. But if you go through academia, you get rewarded for regurgitating what you're told is the truth. So that's an automatic vetting process that simply occurs because it's a well-oiled conditioning machine. The entire system is totalitarian. And folks who get jobs in academia, excuse me, in, well, yes, academia, but in media, have to be stamped, pre-approved by the vetting process of power. And so that doesn't require infiltration, but there's also a lot, obviously, of infiltration within the media. They understand, they've understood for a long time that you control us by controlling our thoughts. Continue. And that is so obvious and yet never discussed, or at least not discussed in a deep sense. It's always discussed in a superficial sense in terms of advertising and the use of advertising techniques within the political realm. It's not discussed as the feature of class itself, that class itself is a conditioning process, that we are conditioned to let our bodies go. This is what Prince pointed out his entire life, and was tortured and punished for it.